Are you registered to vote? Find out how at vote411.org. Don't miss the deadline. Every state is different. Plan to vote on November 3rd or by your state's deadline if you're voting by mail. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
We are doing a story just regarding college and how it may be a unprecedented year as far as families feeling comfortable sending their kids to school. What are you hearing right now from families with high school, college-age kids in terms of this financial lull we're in due to the pandemic?
Well, you know, there's a heightened concern because many people's financial situations have taken a turn for the worse due to layoffs, furloughs, or, you know, having to work for a pay cut. Or having to work part-time. And, you know, the concern is that all college students have to file something called a FAFSA, F-A-F-S-A, which is it's the free application for federal student aid. And this is how schools determine how much the family contribution is going to be, as well as what kind of aid the school is going to be giving them. Now, the new application comes out on Thursday, October 1st, for the 21-22 school year. And typically what they're going to do is ask for your 2019 year tax return. The problem with that is, you know, if there's a difference between what your family situation is like now from an employment standpoint relative to what was reported in 2019, you know, people are going to have to contact the college's financial aid office and, you know, request a professional judgment review.
And is that a typical process? In speaking with other financial planners, they did discuss the idea of appealing the fact that their 2019 taxes would be used for the 2021 FAFSA. Is this a typical process, and what do you recommend for people who will be in that position to kind of have to do that?
Well, you know, you first need to understand the terminology. The first step parents should do is to contact the college's financial aid office and then request what's called a professional judgment review. Now, when there are unusual situations or circumstances that will impact your financial situation, you know, that financial aid administrator does have the discretion to use their judgment on a case-by-case basis, assuming you've got adequate documentation to adjust some of the data that you inputted into your FAFSA. And, you know, the Department of Education does not have the authority to override the school's professional judgment decision. So bottom line is, if there's been a change, you know, a material change in a family's financial condition, they contact the financial aid office, they ask for a professional judgment, and they have to bring in documentation which is going to back up the fact that what you see on the 2019 tax return may not reflect today's reality for that family.
Now, I just want to clarify, because this can be confusing, and I'm not the smartest person in the world when it comes to stuff like this. So, when you fill out your FAFSA, when you file that, which starts tomorrow, you will still have to use your 2019 tax return. However, for this process that you were describing, the family should take it to every school that they are applying to for their kid. Every school that they're applying to, they should request this this judgment, and then
this professional judgment review.
Right, this professional review, and then from there, if they are awarded something differently than what was originally awarded based on the FAFSA, that has to be honored.
Correct. You know, again, this is sort of the family and the you know, the financial aid administrator at the college that they are working with. And, you know, again, it's on a case-by-case basis. It is not a broad, you know, approach that is taken. But, you know, you cannot show up and say, well, you know, I've had X, Y, and Z issues. You need to be able to provide documentation to them where they're able to make modifications to that, you know, to the FAFSA form, which at the end of the day is going to impact their expected family contribution. So all they're looking for really is an accurate picture of what the family's financial condition is right now. Typically, that's off of a tax return, because if you're filing false tax returns, that's perjury, and you're in a world of trouble. So that's the baseline. If it's changed, this is where you need to deliver the documentation.
Have you seen a lot of families say, hey, why don't you just work until this is over, until we kind of get on our feet more, until there's a more stable climate for colleges? Have you seen a lot of that recently?
Well, I think, what we've seen is that students who have boarded, you know, away at school end up coming home because they may feel it's safer, and then they will be doing their classes on a remote basis. That's typically what we're seeing at this point. And again, a lot of the spikes that you're beginning to see right now are coming from college-age people. So it's understandable that, especially if you're immunocompromised or you have anything else that may, that may be a health concern, that you're seeing students are staying not only closer to home, but actually at home, at least for this semester, until we get greater clarity on whether we're going to have a vaccine and where the availability of that might be.
Have parents had difficulty justifying spending money on college when it's a remote environment, or at least mostly a remote environment in a lot of cases?
Well, you know, the reality is that, you know, parents and schools are between a rock and a hard place. Bottom line is, if the parents decide that they don't wish to pay and the student takes a leave for a year, they're, you know, a year further behind. So instead of maybe finishing in 4 years, they're finishing in five. Instead of five, they're finishing in six. Second, you know, the schools are in a position where they still have faculty to pay. They still have facilities to manage. And, you know, some of the Ivies, have decided to offer perhaps a 10% discount on tuition. So, at the end of the day, you know, the parents, the students typically are looking for that imprimatur. They're looking for that piece of paper that says you got an education from whatever the school is, and if this is what the cost is, then they may grumble a bit, but they understand they don't have a whole lot of alternatives. Now, one option that people can look at is, if someone's just graduated from high school and is looking at being a freshman, they may wish to consider taking a gap year and doing some work or pursuing some other interest. And that may help the financial situation. But, you know, again, taking a gap year, your capacity to travel and pursue a host of other interests, you know, may not be that great. So it's, you know, not the ideal solution for people like this.
All right. Is there any other suggestion? You gave me great information on what kind of families should do if there's been a hiccup in 2020 regarding the pandemic compared to last year. Is there any other suggestions that you have for families before this process kind of starts tomorrow?
Sure. One other would be, sometimes students will try to graduate in 3 years, you know, rather than 4 years, and they may load up on some courses during the summer. An alternative to that may be to enroll in a junior college such as SUNY Erie and see if they can get some core classes out of the way. And they would obviously have to get some prior approval from the college that they're attending, but you know, they may be able to, and again, they may be able to take those remote also, but it'll be at a lower price point, and ultimately that may save them a few dollars down the road.
Hey NFL fans, Dak Prescott here. Want to spend Sunday afternoons with your favorite teams and players? Switch to DirecTV and get NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra cost. I'm talking every live out-of-market game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. So switch to DirecTV to get the 2020 NFL Sunday Ticket season included at no extra cost. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Out-of-market games only. Requires choice package or above. Minimum $74.99 a month before discounts. Prices higher in second year. Regional sports fee up to $9.99 a month applies. 24-month agreement, activation, other fees, terms, and restrictions apply.